you know, just think about it, like when you see some of the arguments against about, like, I mean, do you think I'm just going to, like, bring in a bunch of drugs from Pakistan off the street and, like, you know, somewhere and just throw them on the, I mean, come on.
That's Governor Ron DeSantis at a town hall on prescription drug costs Tuesday, hosted by the American Association of Retired Persons, or AARP. As attack ads claiming his proposed importation program will flood the state with unvetted counterfeit drugs become more visible on social media and TV markets, DeSantis and supporters are hitting back. Senator Aaron Bean is the measure's principal backer in his chamber.
What would I do if I were drug companies charging the highest price on the planet? I would fight this at every cost. I would create groups that have fancy names but are really just drug companies saying this is bad news for seniors, trying to scare seniors, trying to scare families, bringing in China and illicit counterfeit drugs. That's not true. It's just not true.
What Bean characterizes as fear-mongering is something he also asserts is misguided, as the practice of importation already exists.
40% of our drugs right now in the state of Florida come from another country already.
As Bean's bill has advanced through the Senate, many have traveled to Tallahassee to share stories of paying exorbitant amounts for drugs they need to simply stay alive. Philip Combs of Madison County spoke at the AARP town hall about getting gouged at the pharmacy.
Even after the insurance company approved for me to take the meds, I still ended up with a copay of over $400 a month. That's for one drug. That would be about a fourth of my monthly budget just for one drug. And what am I to do about the other five medications that I have to do?
And DeSantis says because of overregulation of the industry, even generic drugs that are typically thought of as a cheaper alternative can have prices driven up.
I used to think, you know, the brand name, but the generics were cheap. And that there is some truth to that. But even the generics sometimes, if you get a monopoly on a generic, sometimes there'd be drugs that had been in existence for decades, and then a company would go through the administrative process and they'd be the only ones making it, it'd be $50,000 or something just obscene.
In closing, DeSantis told the crowd to push back on the attack ads meant to counter his plan.
And I think when you see a commercial saying call to stop the bill, if you call and say to pass the bill, I think that sends a very loud message.
Frankly, this is just because pharma is saying it does not mean that that's not true.
Priscilla Vanderveer is vice president of public affairs for Pharmaceutical Research and Manufacturers of America, also known as pharma. She's among those who feel DeSantis's plan represents a risk to consumers and their health.
While I understand that folks think it's relatively easy to set up a state program that could do the same thing as the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, I think that that is really potentially very naive and could really harm Floridians in a way that would be irreversible for some folks.
Vanderveer asserts there's a misconception by the public as to how the program would function.
What we're talking about here are, you hear people say, we're just buying drugs from Canada. The drugs are just meant for Canadians. That's not what's going to happen. Canada is not interested in selling the medicines that it has available for Canadians to Americans.
Rejecting DeSantis's claim that Canadian authorities will be able to safely vet the drugs that are directed to Florida, Vanderveer paints a bleak picture of what she says the process is like.
They are talking about wholesale distributors in Canada who will order these drugs from anywhere they want all over the world. They'll come to Canada, they'll slap a sticker on it that says Canada, and then they'll mail it to the United States.
Even if the Florida legislature passes the bill this session, it still must be approved at the federal level by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. DeSantis and proponent lawmakers seem confident the measure will get a federal green light, but Vanderveer doesn't buy it.
U.S. Health and Human Services will likely not approve this plan, but again, there's always the risk that it would. And that sets up a precedent for this to happen more broadly, and someone will get hurt.
Still, the proposal looks to be in good posture heading into the tail end of Florida's legislative session. The House has already passed its version of the plan, and on the Senate side, the measure is prepared for a vote by the full chamber. I'm Ryan Daly.